Okay, everybody, so you understand the mechanisms of action of disease behind small intestinal fungal overgrowth, how it's related to small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and now we're going to look at testing for small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So the broad thing to understand is the testing for small intestinal fungal overgrowth is subpar. We're going to look at, in this particular lesson, some of the options that you have. But largely, what we largely recommend is just to consider and treat for SIFO if you are suspecting it, based upon the fact that they have gastrointestinal symptoms or some of the other symptoms we've talked about in this particular lesson. So duodenal aspirate is the gold standard, but it is very rare. So this is pretty invasive to do. So we don't see this done very often, and it's certainly not something we can do in our normal medical clinic. There is a thought in the future, there's talk of sampling pills that could perhaps take some of a sample of the duodenal aspirate without having to do an endoscopy and doing something so invasive. So that is a possibility in the future, but it's not available now. Now, stool testing, we can do stool testing for yeast and fungus, but that is not going to tell us about the small intestine, right? This is something that I sometimes see people confused about, around wanting to do stool testing just to tell about the health of the entire intestinal tract. And unfortunately, that's not accurate. We can do stool testing and see negative yeast or fungus on a stool test, and we could have positive yeast and fungus in the small intestine, because the stool is largely looking at the large intestine health, and we will get to that in a future module. So the other problem with stool testing for yeast and fungus is that candida has, and fungus has, a pretty virulent biofilm, and it also forms in these formations called hyphae. And the hyphae and the biofilms, essentially what they do is they will grab onto the intestinal wall really, really firmly. So one of the things we see is that stool testing is not always accurate for yeast and fungus because the candida does not always slough off in the stool, right? So sometimes it just hangs on to that intestinal wall, and the stool is accurate in that there's not candida in the stool. But the problem is that the candida did not leave the body in the stool because it's so highly attached to that intestinal wall. So we also see some level of inaccuracy for stool testing and even evaluation of the large intestine for yeast and fungus. So some people are doing candida blood antibody testing, and that can be beneficial. But just because somebody has a small intestinal fungal overgrowth does not mean they're going to have antibodies that have made their way into the bloodstream. So while this can be a good method, it is not foolproof. Now, arabinose is an organic acid. So organic acids can look at organic acids is they're really part of our biochemical process of breaking down foods, of forming new things and new molecules in our body. And by looking at the organic acids, we can learn various things that are going on in the body. And one of the organic acids is, one of the things our organic acids will test for is arabinose. So if we see arabinose elevated on the organic acids test, then that can be a sign of candida and can be a sign of fungal overgrowth. But the organic acid is tested as urine, and just because somebody is having a fungal overgrowth does not necessarily mean that arabinose is going to be affected. It is affected a lot of times, so it's certainly one of these things. If we see an arabinose elevation, we can say that somebody does have a fungal overgrowth. What we don't know for sure is if that fungal overgrowth is occurring in the small intestine or if the fungal overgrowth is occurring elsewhere. So it's a nice broad screen, but it's not specific. And we go over organic acids in the Nutra Eval module further on in some of the course material. So you guys will get that later on. Now, what you see here as far as SIFO testing is a bunch of tests that are either invasive, like the duodenal aspirate, or not created yet, like the sampling pills, or simply not that accurate with actually looking at the small intestine. So some of these other things, some of these other markers, right? We're looking at stool, we're looking at the blood, we're looking at the urine, but none of these things are actually telling us what's happening in the small intestine. So there's not a perfect test for this for measuring SIFO. So when we get to the treatment section, we'll tell you a little bit about how we go about working and treating SIFO despite not having good tests. So while we do run in our clinic, we do run out of this list, most commonly organic acids and stool testing. We cannot use those things to rule out small intestinal fungal overgrowth. So we will often treat presumptively, treat in coordination with other things that have come up on labs, and we'll talk about that more in the treatment section. So as far as testing, you can use stool, and we recommend using stool and organic acids through a test like the NutriEval in your practice, and we'll go through how to interpret those tests later on. But as far as for now, just know that these tests are really not telling us about small intestinal fungal overgrowth, and it really is something that we want to work to treat much more presumptively. Okay, we'll see you in the next lesson.